restaurant them days. On a hotel, if you stay at the hotel, you would eat in the hotel dining room, but that's all. And taking us to a dining room, a hotel, why, a hotel dining room, that was a treat.
Would that be in the hotel in town?
Yes.
Was that a very nice place to eat?
Oh, yeah, small little hotel. Yeah, small hotels and then nice big places, of course. But and then they had tablecloths. I didn't know what eating on a plain board table like it is now.
Did you get to go out to eat very much in those days?
Not very often. No, Mother, she did all the cooking and everything like that. And we did the outside milking cows and all, feeding calves and things like that, and herding hogs and I don't know.
That was all women's work?
Well, yeah, the women, they didn't think that was anything. No.
Today you think of that as men's, just the work that men would do. You wouldn't think of women doing that kind of work, would you?
Well, I don't know. We didn't think much about it. I was about 2 years old. I remember Mother went out to the shed and she's out taking care of the cows, helping take care of the cows. And I got near a calf and he knocked me down. And I started crying and the car started rolling and caused quite a commotion. I wasn't afraid of anything.
You weren't when you were growing up?
I wasn't afraid of animals. Never.
When you were a kid then, did you spend, as a child, did you spend a lot of time with the livestock, the animals?
Oh, yes. No, we didn't think of anything.
Was your mother concerned about you growing up to be a little lady?
Oh, yes. We could be a lady and be around the animals, too. She was frail, a little woman herself.
Did that mean that the work that she had to do was hard on her because she was small?
Oh, okay, a small little woman, you know, and she worked like everything. When she was a child at home, she had three brothers and one adopted brother, and then they took care of all the stuff on the outside, but when she married, well, then she had to learn how to feed calves and things like that, you know, it was kind of a lot of work for her. Then we kids, we learned how, and my sister got out, and we got on the outside the fence, you know, and milked the cow through the fence. And the cows, the calves was easy to break into milk because we had to feed on the calves, you know. They were tame and everything, so we learned how to milk them because they were tame, and then that's from then on while we grew up. Broke them into milking. And then later on, why? Dad, he didn't bother the cows anymore. He let his girls milk them. Mother had a square place in the cellar. She had a milk cellar. We called milk, so she kept a little milk in there. And a bill of rock and mortar and all. And she kept all of the milk pans in there, and she skimmed all that cream off of there. And she'd make the butter and sell it and feed the milk to the hogs and skim milk. We stayed home all the time. We didn't know any different.
When you say you stayed home all the time, you mean that you didn't go around visiting other places and that kind of thing?
No, we enjoyed ourselves at home. We didn't know the difference. Kids, you know, the kids them days, they didn't know.
Well, did you have much chance to play with other kids outside the family?
Oh, yes, they'd come visit us, you know, neighbors and kids that way. There wasn't very many of them days anyway.
Did Did you, when you were growing up, did you have different, a lot of different kinds of clothes, or just a few pairs, a few outfits?
Oh, we didn't have many clothes, no. Mother bought the material, and she'd make her clothes. Oh, Daddy, you go to town. As kids going on in the snow, while our mother go in, she'd buy material and she'd take it home and make clothes for us girls.
Were you, I was thinking about the kind of clothes that you wore. Were they real long dresses and that kind of thing?
Oh yes, we went according to style. You know, them days, you know, they wore dresses very long. Wore the dresses on all the knees, and we didn't know what coveralls were, you know. What a lady liked to wear coveralls, had to wear dresses.
Did you have dresses that you wore only for work?
We had dresses for work and then to go to church, so they wore a Sunday dress. They were made out of nice material, and she sewed awful nice.
You know, I've heard it said that most women had one good black dress. Is that true, or you remember it?
Oh, sometimes they had a black dress, and Mother, she never liked black very well. She always wore navy blue, serge. She's always so nice and so nice for us girls. She went to a parochial, her mother died when she was quite young, and she went to a parochial school and she learned how to sew. All the draft patterns cut by chart.
Were you expected, Mrs. Jones, to do much work around the house, or were you figured?
We used to play an awful lot, and us children used to play an awful lot, and we would help around the house and do things like that.
What kinds of things would you play when you were playing?
We'd play house. Then we'd play with the horses and all. I don't know. And we didn't have the things to play with, toys and things. You know, we didn't know what toys were. We just had a few things, and we were satisfied with them. And we'd make mud pies and things like that.
Do kids fight with each other the way they do nowadays? No?
No, Mother used to spank and scold, and we didn't know what fighting was, I guess.
Did you think very much of school when you went there?
Oh, yes. I never got to start school until I was about 9 years old. And then when I started in, it was kind of hard for me, but I made out all right. I liked it.
Wait a minute, why was this? Why did you wait till 9 to start?
Oh, Dad was careless. Then they built a house in town, I moved to town, and there I went from there to school in.
Was there a school near you in the country where you lived?
Yeah, there's a parochial school and there was a public school.
What, in Genesee?
Yeah.
Did you go to parochial school?
Yes, part-time.
Well, I'm still wondering how it was that you didn't go out in the country. Wasn't there a school near nearby there? No?
No, it was too far from each side. You see, the school, after a while they done away with them, though. We had to walk to school, you know, and then they got rid of the country schools, and they just had the country schools and districts. And then the public school in Genesee.
Well, how far away were you in the country from a school?
2¾ miles. And we'd have to walk there in the morning, and we'd walk there in the evening. We'd be awful tired, too.
So you didn't even go? You didn't go until you were 9?
No.
What about your sisters?
They were younger than I was. I don't know much about how I'm father in school or anything. Children in those days didn't go to school so late and so early.
Well, at 9, did you have to start in first grade?
Oh yes, but they had different methods. Some days they had grade school, and then they had the grade schools, and we had this. We started in little ABC books, and then they worked ourselves up.
Well, does that mean that you caught up before very long?
Oh yeah.
Is it bothering you to talk to?
I mean, the kids in the country, and of course, when we were there, why we went to school and just continued just the same as now. And we got through. Now we're not to work.
How old were you when you started to go out to work?
Oh, I don't remember.
You mean just at, is this, do you mean after school in the afternoons, or after you finish going to school, when you stop going?
Well, I don't remember.
But you worked out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was that, what kind of work was that you'd be doing for other people?
Well, I cooked hot cakes and waffles. And then I waited a table, and I worked out 12 years before I was married.
I'm curious about the kind of work that you would do working out. Would you keep house for people?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I never did any scrubbing or cleaning. I did restaurant work, mostly counter work, like cooking hot cakes and waffles and answering a telephone, playing cashier.
In Spokane, this was?
Yeah.
What did you think of that work?
Oh, I liked just clean work. I didn't have to put my hands in no dirty work or anything. Dishes and food, and that's what I all. Meet the public and answer the telephone, pay bills, and do things like that.
What did you think of living in Spokane?
Oh, I liked it. It's all right.
How'd you happen to meet him?
oh, he came and where I worked, and that's the way it went.
Had he come from down here?
Philadelphia.
Oh, really? Wind is blowing.
Yeah. He died just last week.
Did you go together for very long before you...
Yeah, 2 or 3 years. Not that long, I guess. Must have been about that long. 2 or 3 years anyhow.
Well, how did you happen to move back down to Genesee?
Well, my dad gave the proposition, so we took it up and we stayed there. Raised crops. I raised lots of poultry and things like that.
When you say a proposition, what do you mean? He offered you to work on some of his land, or what?
Oh, there's lots of buildings and things there, and but he raised the crops, and I raised the poultry, and calves, and we milk cows, and I made butter and sold it, and it was a whole hard work.
You said your grandfather picked out your father for your mother. He picked him out and for her.
Well, that's what they used to do in the early days, you know, and then mother was just a child, you know, and then she was 16 in October, and they married in July. She's just a little frail girl.
Did that mean that she didn't have any say so? He just did. He just said you're going to marry this fellow?
Oh, then they...
Big enough at 6 or 7 to milk
cows.
Well,
cows were gentle, and we went out there. We didn't milk them before it dried, but Dad only sent it back 2 or 3 times to finish milking. And they'd have to go back into the milk, you know. So, but we made it. I wish she'd kept track of what she made, but she didn't.
Kept track of what she made? What do you mean?
Well, what she made out of butter, you know, how much butter she sold and things like that. She never bought it.
Then don't.
Would you say she made a lot?
Yeah, she paid the grocery bill. What was that? What was it?
She paid the grocery bill?
Most of the time. The butter and eggs, yeah, she's a good butter maker. And she, had awful good luck making butter. She just seemed to come natural for her. Well, she's Danish, and Danish people are good to make butter, you know.
Danish?
She was born in Denmark. Or not born in Denmark, but she grew up. Her parents were born in Denmark, and then she, had it covered on paper. And she was born in her shoes, raised in this country. My girl and 2 brothers, and her mother died. Then he him and the boys who continued the ranch, and he took her when she was 11 years old to the parochial school at East Smith. Now she's 5 years, and then she come out, and she was just past 16 when she got married. Grandfather thought best for her to get married. She's a frail little woman. I cooked off cakes and waffles 3 years before I was married.
3 years? In Spokane?
Yeah. In a place up there called Saddle Rock, and we had a big business up there.
Saddle Rock?
That was the name of the restaurant.
Did you know the people that ran it up there before you went, or how'd you meet them?
Well, I went up there to work, and I asked them for work, and they gave me work, and I advanced myself up. I got along fine. And I married my husband, and we went down on the ranch, and I raised poultry and stuff like that.